the reading of God's word from the prophet Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning with the first verse, the word of God for the people of God. Comfort, comfort my people, saith your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed. Her sin has been paid for. She has received from the Lord's hands double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, and the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I say, what shall I cry? All men are like grass. All their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower falls, but the word of our God will stand forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up. Do not be afraid, say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. For behold, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. Behold, he tends his flock like a shepherd, and he gathers the lambs in his arm. He carries them close to his heart, and he gently leads those that have young. May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. The other day I was out doing some Christmas shopping. I was in one of those big box stores that you cannot, for the life of you, stay out of in this season of the year. I happened to be in the entertainment section. I wasn't looking for anything in that particular section, but I had to pass by that section to get to where I needed to be. And even though I go past that particular section every time I'm in that store, I rarely notice what's going on around me. But on this occasion, I did. I noticed the televisions. They had televisions of every size and every shape. And I noticed something else, that each of the televisions was set on a different program. And so it was one just cacophony of noise. Some TVs were set on a college football game from, let's see, 3 years ago. Some of the TVs were set on a kid's program. Some of the TVs were set on an old movie. It was just a jumble of messages, a variety of sights and sounds. It really didn't add up, and I left thinking, why didn't they just put all the TVs on the same program? At least you then would be able to compare the pictures. Perhaps that was the idea. If we can distract you, then you won't notice the differences. Well, as I was leaving the store, I just couldn't shake that experience. It became for me something of a parable of the polarizing day in which we are now living, when we are bombarded with a host of messages that are all working, sometimes it seems, to distract us from the real thing. Many of you know what I'm talking about. You've come here this morning and you're weary from trying to hold your life together because you feel the pressure, the stress, the anxiety, not just of this season of the year. It only seems as if this season of the year exacerbates your anxiety. All of these messages, where do I turn? That's why this morning it's important for us to hear this passage that is before us from the prophet Isaiah. It speaks a clear word to a people who are in great distress. It speaks a clear word pointing in a peaceful direction to a world that is in desperate need of keeping things together and experiencing some measure of comfort and joy. The passage was written to a group of exiles who had been ripped away from their homes and their families and their businesses, ripped away in Jerusalem and taken into exile in Babylon. It's hard for us to wrap our minds around an experience like that. Imagine some foreign government taking over the United States and suddenly ripping you away from your home and your family and your business and taking you to Beijing or Moscow or Pyongyang. Absurd, isn't it? That's what the people of Jerusalem thought until the Babylonians came and took them away, and finding themselves in a situation of great distress. The questions that flooded in upon them were these questions. Does God know what we're going through? Does God care about what we're going through? Is God capable of doing anything about what we are going through? On the second Sunday in Advent, some of you, even here in safe and sound Mountain Brook, some of you have come to this experience of worship this morning with those same questions in your heart because of what you are going through, the particular distress that has come upon you, the pressures that you've been feeling because you've been working so hard to hold your life together. Does God know? Does God care? Is God capable? The good news of Christmas is that, yes, God knows. As the prophet Isaiah says, He is the sovereign Lord. Nothing ever catches God by surprise. Not only does God know, God cares. God cares because, like a shepherd who gathers his lambs, notice, close to his heart. So God cares for his people. Is God capable? He is the mighty God who always shows up with his arm ready to work in ways that bring about lasting peace. God is always capable of winning the day, which is why God chooses to show up just when we need Him the most. So that God spoke to the prophet Isaiah and called him to say to the nation of Judah, now is the time to wake up and to recognize that here is your God. The message of Christmas is that God has shown up because God knows the plight of His people. God cares deeply for us in that He wishes to draw us into relationship with Him. God is capable of doing in our lives what we need God to do, what only God can do to bring order out of the chaos and peace where only anxiety and uncertainty seem to dwell. If you're here this morning and things seem a little unsettled for you, chances are that your focus and your attention have been on the distress in your life instead of on the God who has drawn near in the person of Jesus the Christ. And the task for you this morning and throughout this Christmas season is to somehow stop attending to all of those voices and all of those messages and all of the chaos and the confusion that are swirling everywhere around you and to hone in on the message of peace that comes from the Prince of Peace. God has been born. Noel. We sing hallelujah because of how God is with us to work in our lives as we allow Him to do. When you experience the nearness of God's presence in Jesus Christ, it has this remarkable way of stilling your soul. John Killinger was a famous preacher and pastor and author. Began a Baptist, later became a Presbyterian, then a Congregationalist. He was the outside reader on my dissertation, so I have always been grateful to Dr. Killinger for his influence in my life and in my preaching ministry. He tells the story in one of his sermons about a time that he was preaching in Washington State in the far northwest. It was during this season of the year. It was Advent. People were preparing for Christmas. Dr. Killinger took advantage of the time in Washington State to go into town and do a little Christmas shopping. And so he went into a store and he said the place was bustling with Christmas. We have this beautiful sanctuary this morning with all of these wonderful decorations, but this sanctuary evidently would pale in comparison to the shop in which Killinger ventured. He said everywhere there were manger scenes and reindeer and sleigh and Santa Claus and furry-faced elves. Candy canes, wreaths, and on the loudspeaker were the sounds of Christmas. He said it was all so peaceful, even though there was so much to see and so much to hear, there was one message that came through most loudly and clearly. And he said, and then I noticed in the corner of the front door, there was a little sign that I had missed when I had come in. But as I was leaving, I am so glad I didn't miss it. The sign on the door said very simply, Christmas spoken here. Christmas spoken here. And Killinger said, suddenly I understood that in the face of everything that I had experienced, all the diverse sounds and sights, there was one message that was coming through so loudly and clearly. Noel, hallelujah, Christmas is spoken here. And that's the message that we have gathered today to speak and to sing and to celebrate in a world where there are all these competing messages. This morning we choose to hear one word that became flesh and dwelt among us, so that we have beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth and peace, the only word that will ultimately and definitively bring peace on earth. The tenderness of God, it's time for that. And goodwill, goodwill toward all men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.